Buying or selling your home? Real Estate for Life can connect you with a pro-life real estate agent. When Real Estate for Life receives a referral fee, they donate 65% to Catholic Answers. Learn more at realestateforlife.org. Hello and welcome to Catholic Answers Live. I am Cy Kellett, your host. Thanks so much for being here with us. Joe Heschmeyer, both hours, and you can ask him whatever you'd like. 888-318-7884. You better start dialing now, though, because Joe's getting so popular. So if you want to get in, you better dial 888-318-7884. If you're Catholic, you can ask whatever you like. If you're not Catholic, you can ask whatever you like. If you're not sure whether you're Catholic or not, you can ask us that. We'll let you know whether you are. 888-318-7884. 888-318-7884. Joe Heschmeyer, apologist here at Catholic Answers, author of a lot of books you hear us giving away. Particularly, I think we give a lot away of The Eucharist is Really Jesus, but he's also the author of Pope Peter, The Early Church Was the Catholic Church. We give that one away quite a bit as well. Joe Heschmeyer, welcome.
Thanks. It's good to be here.
It's good to have you. We're going to do some work in addition to the work that you're going to do today, which is we're in the second day of our quarterly pledge drive. So we'll take a few minutes out of the hour to ask people to call and help us to be fully funded for the next 3 months. I'm going to ask you in a minute, Joe, what's the best argument when talking to Mormons? What's the best argument a Catholic can make when talking to Mormons? Do you feel prepared for a difficult question like that?
I'm happy to do my best.
You're going
to
give it a shot?
To tackle it. It's a subject I've explored before and with members of the Church of Jesus Christ of Latter-day Saints, and I think I have some ground upon which to give an answer. We'll say that.
You know what? I'm glad to hear you say the Church of Jesus Christ of Latter-day Saints, because they have called me and they've said, would you please, it's okay to use the word Mormon, but don't forget to call us what we call ourselves. And I think that's a perfectly fair thing on their part. I will call you what
it's
you call yourself.
It's hard to say every time because it is a mouthful.
Because it's a lot.
But I get it. You know, we've been called Romanists and Papists and all sorts of silly names. And Mormon isn't meant in a derogatory way, but I want to be respectful for people who say that's how we hear it, even if that's not how you mean to say it.
Fair enough. All right. I'll tell you what. Let me give a different number out now because the lines for Joe are starting to fill up. And we have a $20,000 dollar-for-dollar match this hour, just as we did yesterday. And I'm going to tell you right now, yesterday we met our match the first hour, then we met our match the second hour. If we can keep that up for just four more hours, we will be fully funded for the next 3 months. So I don't want to spend a lot of time on that. And I am going to get to the LDS question that I have for Joe. But let me set the stage for you about how this all works, and then we'll get right to that question. We have donors who have given us $20,000 on the condition that we raise $20,000. We don't get to see the money unless we raise it. It does not come into this building unless we raise it. So if you are willing to help support us for the next 3 months, a perfect time to pick up the phone and call 888-291-8000. If you give $10, it'll be matched. It's $20 to us. If you give $50, it'll be $100 to us. Maybe you can do $1,000 or $5,000. Well, $1,000 becomes $2,000. $5,000 becomes $10,000. That's how it works. 888-291-8000. And all the calls come right here into this building. You talk to our colleagues here who will pick up the phone and take your pledge, listen to your story if you'd like to share it, or get you done quickly if you'd like to get it done quickly. You can also go safe and secure online to CatholicAnswersRadio.com, CatholicAnswersRadio.com. There's one other match I should tell you about before we let Joe answer the question I have for him to start, and then we'll get to the phones and let folks ask Joe whatever questions they'd like. And that other match is this. If you give $500 right now, it'll be matched a second time. As a matter of fact, $500 or over, anything $500 or over is matched a second time. We still have money in that match for this hour. And so that's a great opportunity. If you're able to do that $500, $1,000, that I mentioned five, so I'll say it again, $5,000, it'll be matched out of the $20,000 match, and then it'll be matched again by another donor this hour. 888-291-8000. We've got some gifts we'd like to give you. We've got other things, and I'll share all of that with you. But right now, if folks would get picking up that phone and calling. Again, we're still in the first half of this pledge drive, so any call that comes in now is like an extra bonus for us, because, you know, human nature is such that most people will call the last hour. And so keeping those lines free by taking your call now means a lot to us. 888-291-8000. Joe Heschmeyer, our guest. All right, Joe, let's let you answer a question. The LDS come to my door, or I encounter them somewhere. And what is my best Catholic argument for maybe why they should come into this church and not, I shouldn't come into that one?
Yeah. Can I give kind of a multi-part answer? I know we want to be respectful for people calling in, but while people are calling in,
yes, please,
tell you what.
Please give a multi-part
callers,
answer.
You call in and give money so that Cy doesn't feel bad about me giving a long answer.
I won't feel bad. Just make it good.
All right. I would say this. As I kind of alluded to before, many members of the Church of Jesus Christ of Latter-day Saints feel mocked and persecuted, and not without reason, not without cause. Like, people are often very mean to them. And when you've got 18, 19-year-old kids going door-to-door, doing a brave thing, trying to honor and serve our Lord, even if we think they're getting the theology gravely wrong, which we do, we should still respect the zeal with which they are trying to serve God. Like, think about St. Paul. He has misguided zeal, misguided so badly he's killing Christians, and yet God is able to take his zealousness and redirect it and purify it. That there's something good about trying really hard, even if you're going in the wrong direction. So start with an attitude of charity and an attitude of humility, not an attitude of just, you know, if they've interrupted your afternoon and you've been caught off guard by strangers, I understand the impulse to be rude, to be short, or to maybe even feel a little defensive yourself because they're presenting this thing that they're calling Christianity that you recognize not as Christian. That is a very understandable impulse. And I would say resist it for their sake and for the sake of God. You know, in 1 Peter 3, we're told how to defend the faith, and we're to do it with gentleness and reverence. So do that. And then the kind of questions you can ask, I think it can be good to start from the areas of common ground and then start to point to some of the difficulties. For instance, many LDS are passionately pro-life, and many of them are not aware that their own church permits abortion in some cases. So if you ask someone who is, you know, a missionary at your door, do you believe abortion is murder? Do you believe it is the taking of an innocent human life and it's wrong? They're probably going to say yes. And then you can read to them that their church permits abortions in cases of incest, rape, the life of the mother, even the health of the mother, or when the baby is judged by a competent medical authority to have severe defects and won't survive beyond birth. So all of those reasons, abortion can sometimes be permitted, but it says even those circumstances do not automatically justify an abortion. Those who face such circumstances should consider abortion only after receiving a confirmation through earnest prayer. So think about what they're saying, that God might tell you that the morally right thing to do is to kill your own child. For some of the, like, this child was conceived without consent, and therefore God's telling me to kill it.
Mm-hmm.
That doesn't just violate Christian morality as we understand it. That violates the Christian morality as understood by the LDS. That to kill or do anything like unto it is condemned by Doctrines and Covenants 59. That to do anything that even looks like murder is forbidden within Mormonism. This doesn't just look like murder. This is the taking of the most innocent life you're going to find. And so building from that, I've encountered many missionaries who were shocked to find that in their own church's teaching. And that then created a pathway to then get into some other conversations, like the idea of the great apostasy. Now, I did a debate with Jacob Hansen on the great apostasy. I had a conversation on Capturing Christianity with Jacob on that subject. You can find out much more about that. But the basic idea is this. We both agree Jesus established a church. It's a visible church. Peter has a special authority in that church. If Jesus established that church and it didn't fall into apostasy, if the gates of hell did not overcome, then we should all be Catholic. They are going to say that the church did fall into an apostasy, and so then just be prepared to explain why you have good reasons to believe it didn't, and why, if it did, we would have no reason to trust some new thing. Like, if Jesus couldn't protect his own church in the first century, why would we trust that it got that he got it right the second time with Joseph Smith in the 19th century? And so having that conversation can be really good. I think starting with the abortion conversation, moving into the apostasy conversation, doing it all in a spirit of charity, reverence, humility, is a good roadmap to have a fruitful conversation.
I'll tell you what, there's still a couple lines open. If you would like to get in and ask Joe your question, maybe you are a member of the LDS Church and you'd like to call. I'll give out that number one more time because we love to have those conversations. Anybody can call. If you've got a question about the faith, 888-318-7884. Well, I've got you for a minute, though. Before I go back to the phones for Joe, I would like to set the stage again. We are in the midst of our first pledge drive of the year. It takes four of these to keep us fully funded. It does not take huge piles of money. We try very hard to make very good use of the money, but it does take about $225,000 each quarter to pay for everything we do here. That, you know, the 10 hours of programming that this show does a week, all the other programming that we do. It costs us about $225,000 every 3 months. Now, we know that not pledge drives are not even. So our goal for this pledge drive, because it's February and February is actually kind of a tough month, is $175,000. If we can raise $175,000 by the end of this pledge drive, we will say, hey, that's it. We did great. We're fully funded for the next 3 months. We need your help to do that. However, we've asked you for 30 years to support us each quarter. For 30 years, you have done it, and we are still here. 888-291-8000 is that number. 888-291-8000. We have a $20,000 dollar-for-dollar match this hour. We've had a few calls come in, so I don't know where we are right now, but I would guess, you know, thousands and thousands of that still left, so there's plenty of time for you to get in on that match that we have for this hour. 888-291-8000. If you're able to make a gift of $500 or more right now, it will be matched a second time. As long as we've got the funds in that second matching fund that we have, we'll match it. And we've got plenty to do that this hour. 888-291-8000. So let's say you gave $500 right now. Well, that would be matched by the $20,000 match, and it would be there would be a second match on it, so it would be $1,500 for us. Let me tell you what we can give you this hour. If you can come in at the $20 a month level, look, that's what we call the Catholic Answers Defenders. Some folks do 20 a month, some folks do 50. We've had people that do 100 or 150 bucks a month. Those are our Catholic Answers Defenders. They kind of set the baseline of, we know how we can plan because monthly donors make it possible for you us to plan. 888-291-8000. All the lines open right now. If you come in at that $20 a month level, it's all going to be matched. Your entire year pledge will be matched. So let's say it's $20. You do $20 a month. That's $240 matched immediately to us. But we're also going to give you some gifts. We've got a T-shirt we want to send you. We've got a car magnet and all kinds of different things throughout the year that you can participate in. Can you become a Catholic Answers Defender right now? 888-291-8000. Let's say you can do that $50 one-time gift. We've got a book for you. Salvation is from the Catholic Church, How Christ Uses the Church to Bring Us to Him, the new book from Trent Horn. You'll be one of the first ones to get it. That's $50, and it's matched, 100% matched, 888-291-8000. Finally, if you could do 500 or more, that's double matched. We'll send you the Trent book, and we'll add Carlo's book, Baptism Now Saves You, How Water and Spirit Give Eternal Life. So two books that will really prepare you as a Catholic to understand how salvation works in the Catholic Church. Salvation is from the Catholic Church, and Baptism Now Saves You. So that's like the salvation pack we'll give you if you can come in at the $500 level. 888-291-8000. Joe, you get out there on the road. You hear from people. We were talking to Carlo about some of what he hears when he's on the road. What do you hear? What do people say to you as an apologist for Catholic Answers?
Oh, it's honestly just beautiful. So I spoke at the SEEK conference last month. And after my talk, I met with people for about 90 minutes, just signing books and talking to people one-on-one. And I didn't even have a chance to go very deep because of the sheer number of people there. But the conversation over and over and over again was people who hadn't grown up Catholic, and then they discovered Catholic Answers, and were converting to or already had converted to Catholicism in no small part due to the work the Catholic Answers has done. And so, you know, if you're listening to this show, you might be thinking, oh, this is really, you know, I enjoy this show. It's a good way to pass the time. It's nice background noise while I'm cooking, or, you know, it's better than having silence in the car, or it's better than the radio station on the next dial. But the truth is, there's real life-changing work that happens right here. And if you've ever wondered, you know, does this make a difference? I can attest from having spoken to so many young people that real change is afoot. The Holy Spirit is doing something in the lives of a great many people. And Catholic Answers is blessed to be part of that conversation. But here's the thing. The kind of people who I was talking to, you know, students at the SEEK conference, and I spoke to young people at the University of Mary last month. I spoke to students at Fort Hays State University this month. These are not, for the most part, kids with any great means. They aren't going to become our major donors right away, Catholic Answers. God willing, a generation from now in the future, as they get a little financial footing, if you're a student listening, you can give $5 a month. It's a great way to begin. But they need your help. If you're someone who maybe owns a home, if you have a car that, you know, has GPS built in it, if you've got the great luxuries of life, right?
Yeah.
Then this might be a reminder to you that even if you think, I know everything there is, I can answer every Catholic objection, even if that's you, God bless you, help pay it forward to the next generation that can't pay for it themselves and that maybe doesn't even know that they need it, but they might happen upon it and it might change their life.
The number you can call right now is 888-291-8000. We have a $20,000 match. More than 19,000 of it is left. It's a little slow start, but sometimes happens the first hour of the day. But we're very grateful to the folks who have called. Four calls on right now. Six lines open. That means six of our colleagues just waiting, ready to take your calls. 888-291-8000. Five lines open now. Thank you for that call that just came in. Joe Heschmeyer's here. You can ask him whatever you like. It's an Ask Me Anything. And I'll tell you what, while we're raising the money, if folks will keep calling that 888-291-8000 number, that will give me an opportunity to just let Joe answer all kinds of questions. So back to the phones I go now. Let me just give you the three spots you can go to give. If you want to just text the word Catholic to 24365. Text the word Catholic to 24365. If you want to just do it online, go to CatholicAnswersRadio.com. CatholicAnswersRadio.com. And if you're willing to just pick up the phone and talk to somebody, you know, like my generation does, 888-291-8000. You don't have to be as old as me to use the phone. I know that.
Yeah, it doesn't have to be a rotary telephone. We can do touchstone phone as well.
Beep, boop, boop, beep. All right, Miguel, over in Virginia, listening on the Catholic Answers app. Thanks for the call. Go ahead with your question for Joe.
Awesome. Thanks, guys. Yeah, I have a Protestant friend who posed a question to me today, and he believes that there's evidence of divine protection and preservation of the scriptures. And he asked, what evidence is there that the church or the magisterium, that there is divine protection or preservation of it, if that makes sense?
What was his evidence of the divine protection of the scriptures?
I think we didn't get into it too much, but he basically alluded to the transmission of the text, right? The preservation of it, that there seems to be very little significant error, right? In the preservation of the text, that it managed to be sustained kind of over time. I think that was the main thing, but we didn't get too much into it.
I would think all of the reasons you would have to support a belief in divine protection from error of the transmission of the scriptures would also be reasons to believe in the protection of the church. Because if the idea is God wanted to make sure that his revelation was protected, you know, revelation is the unveiling of God. He's unveiled himself, he's revealed himself, and that would be pointless if then a few generations later, this all got lost and it was all for naught. But that's not going to just mean protecting the text. That's also going to mean protecting the meaning of the text. So you wouldn't have to just believe that you've got 2,000 years of divine scripture being preserved. You'd also have to believe you have 2,000 years of divine scripture being understood, because it's completely pointless to say, oh, yeah, don't worry, God protected the text but didn't tell us what it meant. That defeats the whole point. And so if you believe that the text was preserved and the meaning wasn't, I think you're straining at gnats and swallowing camels. But on a positive note, you can see plenty of places where we're explicitly told that the scriptures, or excuse me, that the church won't be destroyed, that the church will have the fullness of truth, and various other things like this. We're actually given much clearer promises about this for the church than we are for the scriptures. I'd be hard-pressed to find a Bible verse that says the Bible will never be corrupted, but you do have those kind of promises for the church. So in Matthew 16, when Jesus says to Peter, blessed are you, Simon Bar-Jonah, for flesh and blood has not revealed this to you, but my Father who is in heaven, and I tell you, you are Peter, rock, and upon this rock I will build my church, and the gates of Hades shall not prevail against it. I will give you the keys of the kingdom of heaven, and whatever you bind on earth will be bound in heaven. And whatever you loose on earth shall be loosed in heaven. So think about those promises. There's this binding and loosening. It's given to Peter individually in Matthew 16. It's given to the church collectively in Matthew 18. And whatever is bound in on earth is bound in heaven. And whatever is loosed on earth is loosed in heaven. So there's an actual authority to adjudicate issues. That's what this image means. The Jewish Encyclopedia has an article by Rabbi Kaufman Kohler exploring what binding and loosening means in a Jewish context. And it referred to the ability to basically interpret what the Jewish law said in a binding sort of way. You could give a binding interpretation. The way a court, like the Supreme Court, can give a binding interpretation of the Constitution, the church can give a binding interpretation of the scriptures. And that is given to us, and we're told that it's not just bound on earth. We're not just bound because these are our earthly leaders, that heaven and earth will agree. Whatever is bound on earth will be bound in heaven. Whatever is loosed on earth will be loosed in heaven. And this isn't just a one-generation promise. The gates of hell will not prevail against the church. So that's one important place. You also see in John 14 and in John 16, Jesus promising to send the Holy Spirit, the Spirit of truth. This is John 14, 16 to 17. And then he describes this as the Holy Spirit, the Spirit of truth, leading the church into the fullness of truth. So the church is going to have the fullness of truth, which is why St. Paul can refer to the church in 1 Timothy 3:15 as the pillar and foundation of truth. And so the question, why would we believe that God is protecting the pillar and foundation of truth, is almost, it answers itself. Because the pillar and foundation of truth is not scripture, according to scripture. It's the church. That's not to knock scripture. But it is to say that if you have the text and not the meaning, you don't have very much. You need to know not only what scripture says, but what it means by what it says. And then you have places like Acts 15, where the church, we see this in practice. There's a dispute. Do you need to be circumcised in order to be saved? Now, you can read the Bible either way. There are plenty of Old Testament passages that make it sound like circumcision is an everlasting covenant, and therefore it sounds like it should go on forever. The church says no. And the church says no with divine authority. It says in Acts 15, verse 28, for it has seemed good to the Holy Spirit and to us to lay upon you no greater burden than these necessary things. And it gives its decision. So it speaks and acts with divine authority. Jesus calls himself the way, the truth, and the life. And the church refers to herself as the way from the very beginning. In Ephesians 1, the church is described as the fullness of Christ. So when you put it that way, why should we believe that the body of Christ, the fullness of Christ, wasn't destroyed? Well, because that's the whole point of the incarnation. Jesus has an indestructible body.
I got to leave it right there. The early church was the Catholic Church. Might be a book that you could grab for yourself. But I got to take the last minute here before we take a quick break to ask you to support us. We're looking at a $20,000 match for this hour, of which in the first half of this show, we have used up $1,000. So we got a long way to go. I say that with full confidence that folks will come through. Sometimes we just need to let you know what the need is. And the need right now is for folks who will pick up the phone and call 888-291-8000. $20,000 match. If we use it up, we get it all this hour. We've got $19,000 to go by the top of the hour. 888-291-8000. Or you can go safe and secure online to CatholicAnswersRadio.com. It all goes to the same place, same matches, same gifts, all of that. We need your help and your support right now. Catholic Answers Live is completely funded by our listeners. Our listeners have kept it going for about 30 years now. And what we're asking for now is your help to keep it going for the next 3 months. We do hear lots and lots these days about the openness of young people in a way that they weren't open 10 or 15 years ago to hearing religious arguments, to hearing the case for religion, to hearing the case for the faith. Here, what we're trying to do is make the case for Jesus Christ and for his church that he founded. The fullness of the truth available in the person of Jesus and in his church. Will you help us right now while we take a 2 minute break? Perfect time to call. You don't have to miss any of the show. You can get it done in 2 minutes. A bunch of our colleagues waiting for your call right now. 888-291-8000. Take advantage of that $20,000 match. 888-291-8000.
Will you do us a favor right now? Clear your mind of all other thoughts and reflect for just a moment on how Catholic Answers Live has made a difference in your life. Has our broadcast made your afternoon commute more meaningful? Perhaps you've learned how to explain the faith to family or friends in a more vibrant, convincing way. Something you heard here may have been just the thing you needed to look into joining or returning to the Catholic faith. All of these are serious reasons to be thankful, first and foremost, to God, but also to all who have financially made it possible for us to air the show each day. Believe me, our gratitude could not be deeper. And we're coming to you today during our quarterly membership drive, asking you to join the ranks of the great people whose gifts and sacrifices have helped to turn around countless lives over the years, and, very possibly, helped make an eternal difference for many of them. Think about that for a moment. That's what your prayers and donations to Catholic Answers Live are doing. What a tremendous opportunity is being presented to you right now. Please don't let it pass you by. Call 888-291-8000 or visit CatholicAnswersRadio.com and let one of our fast, friendly customer service team members take your pledge. Large or small, it doesn't matter. What matters is that you call right now. Again, it's 888-291-8000 or CatholicAnswersRadio.com. We're offering some great appreciation gifts that are sure to deepen your faith life even more. But what's best is you'll have the confidence that when you turn your radio on tomorrow or next week or 12 days from now, we'll be here, boldly and charitably presenting the truth to a world that's searching for precisely that. Your pledge is vital to keeping Catholic Answers Live on the air. Will you make the call today to 888-291-8000 or donate securely online at CatholicAnswersRadio.com? Thank you so much in advance. Give now at CatholicAnswersRadio.com or 888-291-8000. God bless you.
Welcome back, Catholic Answers Live. Joe Heschmeyer, our guest. Hey, thanks so much to all those who have called. Five lines open right now. It looks like nine lines occupied. So thank you to all those who called. We are in the midst. We're almost halfway through our pledge drive for this quarter, and we need your support. We've got $20,000 in match money this hour, 888-291-8000. Lots of people still on the phone to talk to Joe. So don't worry. We are going to take lots of calls, and we'll let Joe do what he does. And that's what you pay for. That's why we do this, is to let people like Joe answer questions about the Catholic faith and maybe remove obstacles to the Catholic faith. But we'll just take a couple minutes to ask you for your support right now. 888-291-8000. Here to help us do that, the president of Catholic Answers, Chris Jack. Hi, Chris.
Cy, thanks for having me in your studio.
You're very welcome.
You're quite welcome. 888-291-8000. There are three lines open. Let's fill all those up right now. 888-291-8000. Or, as my friend Cy Kellett likes to say, safe and secure at CatholicAnswersRadio.com. Or text the word Catholic to 24365, 24365, 888-291-8000. Cy, I saw you were using the cough button there.
Yeah.
I know that a lot of people don't know we have these things. They're called cough button.
I'm addicted to it right now.
Isn't that technically what they're called?
that is what it's called, the cough button?
Yeah. So you push that button when you're going to cough, or you push that button and it makes you cough.
No. See, I had to push it there because, but yes, if you're about to cough, this is your little life.
My friends, I bring that up because the great Cy Kellett really was down hard at the end of last week, and actually Monday, as you might recall, I had to host the show. And every time I do, we know that Cy's job is safe. Speaking of safe and secure.
Yes. Thank you for making it safe.
888-291-8000. But, yeah, you're not completely recovered, but here you are raising money for Catholic Answers Live using that cough button.
Yeah,
I'm grateful to you.
Well, I'm happy to be here. I mean, this is it, Chris. I mean, as you know already, that this is it. Four times a year, every 3 months, we ask, can we keep doing this for the next 3 months? And people do come through for us, though. We're very grateful.
Well, we're a little bit behind this hour.
We are,
and so let's not sugarcoat it.
Okay.
We're behind, yeah. Folks. We're behind. 888-291-8000. How far behind are we, Cy?
Well, we probably would like to be about, 7 or 8,000 more in right now than we've got at the moment.
So if someone
could do 7 or 8 grand,
I think there are people listening right now who can. Or 5 or 10.
I'd like to meet those people.
Yep. 888-291-8000. And that money's going to get matched. Is that correct?
All the way up to the $20,000, it gets matched completely. But those larger gifts, 500 or more, are being double matched this hour and probably next hour because we've still got quite a bit of that match to use up as well. So, yeah, double matched.
Right. So just I want to be clear how this works. I give $500 and it's $1,500 to Catholic Answers.
Right.
That is stunning. That's an amazing bargain, my friends. So please... these matches that the great development department puts together before each pledge drive, Christine Venditti and Michelle Murdoch and Jordan, I was about to call her Jordan Horner, but she has a new married name now. In fact, she just had a baby.
Deal.
Jordan Deal.
Yeah.
She just had a baby like 4 days ago.
The world has a new deal.
Deal or no deal, they chose deal.
Yeah, yes. 888-291-8000 and the great Rosie, I was going to say Rosie Barrick, but she just got married too. Rosie Dunphy.
I'm so glad you knew her last name because I was drawing a blank there for a minute.
Lot of marriages and births going on right now here at Catholic Answers.
That's right.
So my friends, that's something to celebrate. The marriages and births going on here at Catholic Answers, 888-291-8000. So the development department rounds up all these matching challenges before Radio Drive. And I think all told for the 3 days, we've got $150,000, $160,000, something like that. But my friends, these are true matches. What do I mean by that? I mean that we don't get the money from the donors until we meet the match. So it's not a challenge. You can see me doing the air quotes here.
No, it's not a challenge. Not one of those. Oh, yeah.
It's not like I'm putting up 100,000 and I'm challenging people. No, you Catholic Answers meet this match, or actually you listeners and supporters meet this match, and then I will fulfill and write the check. So we don't get the matching money, my friends, until you all do your half. Or in some cases, do your third.
Yeah, you don't even have to do half. Yes. 500 or more, you have to do half.
888-291-8000. There are 5 lines open, my friends, and we're behind this hour, and we need your generosity.
All those lines that are open are our colleagues waiting to take your call. If you want to give $10, it'll be matched. And you're not wasting anybody's time because they're just waiting to take calls right now. If you could do $100, it's doubled. Maybe you could do that $500 or $1,000 gift. Those are the ones, I have to be honest with you, usually for us to meet the match, we need a great variety. We get quite a few people who are able to do that $20 a month gift or the $100 one-time gift. But when we put those together with those folks who can do a $500, $1,000, sometimes $2,000 or $3,000 or $4,000 or $5,000 gift, that's when we usually meet these matches, and that's what we need right now, 888 888- 888-291-8000.
Anyone who's capable of making a gift of $5,000 or more automatically becomes a member of the Catholic Answers Vineyard Partners, and there are special benefits that attach to that. In fact, our Vineyard Partner Weekend is coming up in March of next month at a beautiful retreat center in rural Georgia, the Heritage Retreat Center. Absolutely stunning place. And you can go online to Catholic.com and read about those. Here's another invitation I would like to make. If any one of you who is contemplating a substantial gift to Catholic Answers, maybe say something of five figures, and you wonder, is this a responsibly managed apostolate?
Yeah.
Well, we are 4 stars on Charity Navigator, I believe. But if you want to take a look at our 990, or you want to look inside the books and see the balance sheet or the profit and loss or any of those things, and make sure that your gift is well stewarded, tell whoever you call. I'd like to talk to Chris Check on the phone, and we'll be in touch. We'd be very grateful for your substantial investment in the work of Catholic Answers.
Just give us a call, 888-318-7884. I'll tell you what, a gentleman in Pennsylvania, I noticed, just came through with a $1,000 gift. That gets down to just a little more than $17,000 to raise this hour. We're going to let Joe do his job, though. So I'm going to go to the phones right now. While I go to those phones for Joe, would you pick up the phone and take just a minute, maybe 2 minutes, to talk with one of our colleagues and make your pledge, 888-291-8000. Cormac is in Pocatello, Idaho, watching on YouTube. Welcome, Cormac. You got a question for Joe?
Yes. Can you guys hear me okay?
Very well.
Hey, so first of all, Joe, I just want to say thank you for your accurate representation of the Mormon beliefs. As a ex-Mormon myself,
I see
a lot of people really try and strawman. So I really appreciate the fact that you do that. And I know that that's hard because the belief changes from prophet to prophet,
yes,
air quote. So that does get difficult. So I appreciate that. I've got so many questions, but my biggest question is, you know, Joseph Smith obviously took a lot of Bible verses that had very little or very vague connotations, like in the, I believe it was 1 Corinthians with the celestial bodies versus the telestial bodies, you know, baptisms for the dead, stuff like that, and branched off with those verses entirely new ideas and topics in theology that are very uniquely Mormon. How do I, when engaging in conversation with my parents or with my family, explain that that is not how they were interpreted before? Like, how do I explain in the historical context? Like, Paul was not talking about baptizing on behalf of the dead. Like, how do I explain some of those verses that don't have a whole lot of extra-biblical references within the Bible? Do you get what I'm saying?
Yeah, because they're mysterious, even for a Catholic, those are mysterious verses. So, Joe, what do you do with those when Joseph Smith takes them and turns them into something that they're clearly not?
Yeah, this is a great question. And honestly, these kind of conversations are one reason I hope people listening will call in with donations. The reality is, whenever we're looking at a passage in the Bible, a good question is, what did this mean to the people who first heard it? Because we are beneficiaries of the New Testament, but we're not the original audience. It is written for us. It's not written to us. And so if you want to know, what does this text mean? It's good to find out, what did it mean to the people who received it? What did they think it meant? That gives us a lot of clues into properly understanding. And this is true, frankly, of any text. If you want to understand the Constitution or you want to understand the Bill of Rights, you don't look at what some 21st century activist has to say. What did it mean at the time it was written? And that same principle should guide how we understand Scripture. So I'm going to just take the particular example of 1 Corinthians 15:29. The baptisms for the dead, because it is a mysterious passage, admittedly. And there's been a lot of scholarly work on this. And one of the red flags is that the LDS view, that this refers to people literally baptizing those who have died vicariously. You know, someone alive will be baptized on behalf of someone who has predeceased them. That belief, I understand where it's coming from if you just read verse 29. That belief makes no sense in the broader context of the argument in 1 Corinthians 15. St. Paul is talking about the resurrection body. He's talking about how Christ is going to restore all things. And when all things are subjected to him, the Son himself will be subjected to him who put all things under him, that God may be everything to everyone. And then he says, otherwise, what do people mean by being baptized on behalf of the dead? If the dead are not raised at all, why are people baptized on their behalf? Why am I in peril every hour? So wait a second. If he's saying literal baptisms for the dead in the kind of LDS context, that last part, why am I in peril every hour? I protest, brethren, by my pride in you, which I have in Christ Jesus our Lord. I die every day, is what he says in verse 31. It looks like he's not saying that at all. His point is, if death had the final word, the apostles are men who are doomed to die. And he's made this point repeatedly in 1 Corinthians. He makes it again repeatedly in 2 Corinthians. 1 Corinthians 4, verse 9. For I think God has exhibited us apostles as last of all, like men sentenced to death, because we've become a spectacle to the world, to angels and to men. And his point is really simple. His willingness to be martyred for Christ is a testimony that there's more to life than this mortal existence, that death doesn't have any power, that they can be men doomed to die, that you can be baptized on their behalf. You know, the apostles, these men who are doomed to die, have convinced you to become Christians and also give up mortal life because you believe that there's something more. And this would make no sense if the dead were not raised. And so when you read it that way, it's very clear what he's saying. He says a little earlier in 1 Corinthians 15, if Christ has not been raised, your faith is futile and you are still in your sins. Then those also who have fallen asleep in Christ have perished. If for this life only we have hoped in Christ, we are of all men most to be pitied. Like, there's nothing more depressing than the idea of being martyred for a lie. And that's Paul's point, that here they're throwing their lives away from a worldly perspective by giving up material prosperity and even their own life, by being as men sentenced to death to become a spectacle to the world. And then he goes on to say in 2 Corinthians, thanks be to God, who in Christ always leads us in triumph and through us spreads the fragrance to the knowledge of him everywhere. For we are the aroma of Christ to God among those who are being saved and among those who are perishing, to one fragrance from death to death, to the other a fragrance from life to life. That this is, the point is, on the one hand, from a mortal perspective, this is folly because it's, you're literally listening to people with a death sentence about how you can follow them into a death sentence. But from a Christian understanding, it's the exact opposite, that this is the calling out of death into life because there's more than this mortal existence. And that's what baptism is bringing you access. Like baptism, from a worldly perspective, okay, you just joined a group that's forbidden by the Roman Empire. You've just signed your own death sentence. From a Christian perspective, you were doomed to die. And here, these men who are doomed to die a mortal life have called you out of spiritual death into spiritual life. Like, those are the themes he's exploring. We see this in 1 Corinthians 4, 2 Corinthians 2, 2 Corinthians 4. He goes repeatedly to those themes in calling the Corinthians to not focus on this life only. And that's what it means. Be baptized on behalf of the dead means, like, the apostles have called you to be baptized. Those are the dead in question, because he's already used that image for them. And so it's not talking about, you know, taking people who are physically dead. This is talking about people who are doomed to die, calling you out of spiritual death into spiritual life. Gotta that make sense? I'm sorry. Go ahead. Yeah.
That's okay. I'm going to recommend a book for Cormac. He may have read it already, From the Susquehanna to the Tiber. We did a very fine interview with the Jeremy Christensen, the author. Check that one out.
We have 20 answers on Mormonism, right?
Do we have a 20 answers? Yes, we do. Yeah. We have a 20 answers on Mormonism. So let's send him that, Edgar, if he'd like a copy of that. I got to let you know right now we are about 15 minutes from where we will go off the air this hour, and then we'll come back for a second hour with Joe. But we are more than $15,000 away from reaching that match of $20,000 that we have for the hour. So we need some folks to pick up the line and call. There have been a couple who have come in with $1,000 gifts in recent minutes, and that is helping us a great deal. 888-291-8000. 888-291-8000.
Si, Joe mentioned before he answered that question that he hopes questions like this would be an inspiration for people to call in. And I just want to underscore what is going on this program. program is not just an intellectual exercise. And by the way, if that's what it were, it would still be very entertaining. It'd be lots of fun to listen to these logical and thoughtful responses to why the Catholic Church teaches what she teaches. But the function of the show, or I should say the purpose of the show, the end of this show, is to help people like Cormac come into the fullness of the truth, come to receive the grace of the sacraments, come to know the love and mercy of Jesus Christ. Because once Cormac does that, now he is a force multiplier for the Catholic faith.
That's
and he's going to bring his family in by his witness, by his example, by his mastery of apologetics, all of those things. So that work begins here. We're like the stone that gets thrown into the pond, if you will. I just came up with this metaphor.
Did you really, Chris? Really, first time, huh?
and now, okay. So imagine those concentric circles of ripples going out there. Gosh, that was
awfully poetic.
Yeah, it was amazing. Seriously, folks, 888-291-8000. The work here is bringing souls into the fullness of the truth. And if I said to you, and I say this every time, if you could write a check for $1,000 and know that someone was going to become a Catholic, you would say, that is a whale of a deal.
I
can write a check for $1,000. And well, the fact is, we know that many people become Catholics as a consequence of this show. Many people come back to the faith as a consequence of the show. And many Catholics become deeper in love with Jesus Christ and more desirous to tell the world about him, as Cy says in his new book, How to Tell Anybody About Jesus, someone you just met today, right now.
How to talk about Jesus with anyone.
888-291-8000.
Eight lines open.
There are eight lines open, and we have a long way to go, and we need your generosity.
888-291-8000 is the number to call. 888-291-8000. We'll take a very quick break. We'll be right back. We'll let Joe answer more questions. We'll let you know how we're doing on that $20,000 dollar-for-dollar match this hour. 888-291-8000.
Hang on, we'll be right back with more Catholic Answers Live.
The Catechism defines evangelization as the proclamation of Christ and his gospel by word and the testimony of life. But what does that look like in real life? It looks like St. Paul street evangelists out in the public square sharing the good news. We're a Catholic nonprofit that starts conversations by handing out free sacramentals. Then we employ our method of listen, befriend, proclaim, and invite. Catholic Answers is supported in part by St. Paul Street Evangelization. Visit streetevangelization.com to learn more.
Welcome back. Catholic Answers Live. Darren just told me if we can do $1,000 a minute till the top of the hour, we will meet our match. Guess what?
Six lines open.
You go $1,000 a minute? No way. Yeah, yes way. It has happened before. We've seen it. So
lots of people sitting in the show.
That's right. And so if you can help us with $1,000 a minute, look, your gift of $10, your gift of $50, $100, it all makes a huge difference. Maybe you can do $2,000 or $3,000. We put it all together at the end of this hour. We might make this match. 888-291-8000. Eight lines open. Can we fill those up right now? It'll be exciting to see it. Let's fill them up. 888-291-8000. Joe, you've been doing this a long time now. Why should people give to Catholic Answers Live?
One of the cool things about radio is that it penetrates walls. And I mean that in both the literal sense and the metaphorical sense. But you know, I've talked to people, I've told this story before, but it's one that really sticks with me. I was talking to a Baptist deacon who was quietly exploring the Catholic faith, and he wasn't ready to announce to anyone that he had this question, this kind of pull on his heart, you know, because from his perspective, he's thinking, well, if this turns out to be nothing, I could jeopardize my whole career and cause a big scandal in my church and everything else. But he wasn't ready to get a book. He wasn't ready to publicly have a conversation. He met with me like Nicodemus at night, although I don't know if Nicodemus met Jesus at a bar. But he was listening to Catholic radio, and he would literally change the station when he got to church just in case someone got in the car with him afterwards.
Wow.
But it was the way he felt comfortable kind of exploring. And there are a lot of people who maybe they're in jail right now. Maybe they're in a house where their parents don't approve of them even knowing about Catholicism. Whatever
it is,
radio has the We've had
from very earnest
many
young
such
people.
Cases.
Yeah.
And as well as those in prison right now.
Sure.
And this is a great way to hear about the gospel of Jesus Christ, to learn about the church founded by Jesus Christ, to find out what God might be calling you to and might be calling somebody else to, and to do it in a way that it doesn't cost anyone anything to turn on the radio. And it's because of donors like you who make that possible, where people who maybe they wouldn't pay for a book, maybe they can't afford a book. Maybe they can't afford, you know, a series on Catholicism, but they'll listen to this and it might change their life.
888-291-8000. Of course, Cy, when we started, we were on radio, but and we still are, but now we're on every possible audio and video delivery means that or media that there is.
It's the full court press.
Yep.
So everywhere we can be, we try to be.
Whether it's YouTube or social, or YouTube is social, right? I think. Yeah.
But Facebook and TikTok.
Catholic.com and the Catholic Answers app, a EWTN app, Sirius Satellite Radio. Anybody who wants access to this program can get it. In fact, people, we've had calls from, I remember that call from Turkey.
A few years ago, one of the greatest calls we ever got.
That Islamic fellow who was very concerned about what if his family found out. 888-291-8000. So as Joe says, this is accessible to anyone, it's free. It's free. It's free, my friends, to the people listening. It's free to you listening right now, but it isn't free to make. 888-291-8000. There are 10 lines open, and we're down to about 4 minutes here, and we've got a long way to go. Cy, what does it cost us to do this show for a whole year or for a quarter?
For a whole year, it'd be about $900,000.
See, now, I think that's an extraordinary
deal.
$900,000
does hundreds of hours
does not get you 30 seconds on the Super Bowl.
No, not even half that.
888-291-8000. My friends, please be generous.
888-291-8000 is the number to call. You can go safe and secure online to CatholicAnswersRadio.com. You can text the word Catholic to 24365. Just a few minutes left. We'll try to get Joe another question if we can before the top of the hour. But I got to let you know, just two calls on right now. Nine of our colleagues idle, it says. That is waiting for your call. Can you pick up the phone and call right now? 888-291-8000. Let me tell you the last five gifts. $50, $52, $523, $129, $1,046. Well, that's exactly what we need to do. That's the you put that together and we'll get there.
Especially those $500 gifts, because those are
tripled.
Those are tripled.
888-291-8000. Look, just seven lines open now. Perfect. We're starting to fill those lines up. Let's get them filled up and we'll let Joe take another question. 888-291-8000.
So I just want to remind everyone who is listening of their obligation as confirmed Catholics to evangelize, to spread the word of God. And when you support this program, my friends, none of us are going to be great apologists. Well, maybe somebody listening one day is going to be as great an apologist as Joe Heschmeyer. It's quite possible there are some people listening who one day will follow in Joe's
footsteps. His kids maybe might be listening.
Yeah. But I'm going to just say, in the main, most of us, myself included, we're not going to be magnificent apologists. But everyone listening to this program, it can write a check to support the work that Joe does, that Carlo does, that Tim and Jimmy and Tom Nash and Trent Horn. There are a dozen great apologists in the United States right now. Half of them work here at Catholic Answers. 888-291-8000.
888-291-8000. Joe Heschmeyer, our guest. He'll be here for the second hour as well. So if you're on the line and we don't get to you this hour, just hang on and we'll get to you the next hour. It has been a bit slow this hour as far as calls, although I always feel sheepish about saying that, because for those who called, thank you for your generosity. It's been tremendously generous, but yes, still more than $10,000 to use up in the next few minutes. Could you pick up the phone and call 888-291-8000? Joe Heschmeyer, you look like you were about to talk, so I stopped talking. Sorry.
Oh, no. I was not sure if you were wanting to get one last question in. I was just going to play it by ear.
That was a rare moment when Joe did not have something to say.
I know, really. There's no pun you could have made to fill the airtime, Joe. You couldn't.
I'll say something. There are five lines open, my friends. Let's fill them up. Let's fill them up. 888-291-8000.
Hey, could you come in at the $50 a month? Excuse me, just a $50 gift right now. We'll send you Trent Horn's book, Salvation is from the Catholic Church. Getting fantastic reviews. I've heard Trent doing some interviews on this book. You're going to want this one. It's how Christ uses the church to bring us to him. A great salvation book. $50 to us becomes $100, and we can send you this book. If you can come in at the $500 level right now, could you do that? We need some folks who can do 500 or 1,000 or maybe even a couple thousand right now. We'll also send you that book, Salvation is from the Catholic Church. We'll send you Carlo's book, Baptism Now Saves You. And your pledge will be tripled, 888-291-8000. We are about to go into a break. I'm sorry I didn't get another question for you, Joe, before we went. But we'll get you right on as soon as we come back. This is a perfect time to call. You got 2 minutes, maybe even 3 minutes now before we will be back. Let's use up all that match, 888-291-8000.
Five lines open.
I'll let you know if we met the match when we come back. We're going to need a lot of help, but there's a lot of help out there. If you can help, please call.
Perfect time to call.
888-291-8000. Joe Heschmeyer is our guest. It's Ask Me Anything. I know we've taken several LDS calls, but we'll take Baptists, we'll take Methodists, we'll take atheists, we'll take Hindus. I can't go through the whole list, but if you got a question
about anybody,
anybody, I guess that sums it up. And if you could help us right now, look, five lines open. Six are on, five lines open. Perfect time to call. 888-291.
Four lines open.
8000. I want to tell
Fill
you we met the match when we come back. 888-291-8000.